The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports.
I really don't care. That's my attitude about this season. I really don't care. Is Brendan with us? Nope. We're going to get Brendan here in a second.
I want to put the game on.
Oh, please put the game on. Because we've got the NCAA tournament kicking off for the second day in a row.
And,
my brackets, I'll tell you this much, undefeated today. We're going to start off with a banger, Northwestern and Florida Atlantic.
Hey, True TV.
Florida Atlantic favored by 4.5 in this one. But hey, I picked Northwestern, so there we go. We'll talk.
Talk brackets
about all this. Yeah. Well, that's an opinion, Chris, and so much more. Don't forget, coming up later, what to watch in celebrity birthdays at 9:30. Then crosstalk and Friday fun and games. Now, Chris is leaving the end of the show to go interview somebody that has nothing to do with us.
Maybe later. Though.
Maybe later.
Yeah, Simone's involved today.
Sim One. Okay. Well, hopefully, she'll be making better decisions today. Than she did when she picked South Carolina.
There'll
for
be
her.
A time where maybe you're out of the pool.
Yeah, and she's going to be ruthless.
Wow.
She's
going to
be ruthless.
Yeah.
Just ruthless. Joining us right now from Sacktown Sports, Sacramento Kings insider Brendan Nunes. Brendan, it's Dave. It's Jason. Good to meet you. How are you?
Oh, yeah. Great to meet you guys.
Yes.
Great to meet you.
I play this game every day with the fellers. I thought I'd include you. And let's throw Simone in here as well. Let's have a five-way conversation. It's a game I like to call, hey, guess the odds. It's super original. Kings Orlando tomorrow. Brendan, you're new to this, at least our game, so let's start. Who is favored and by how much?
Sacramento by 4.5.
In Orlando?
Okay.
I mean,
yeah,
I'm not saying
should be favored.
You do?
Wow. Okay.
I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I'm surprised considering Orlando's 42-28. They're the 4 seed and they're 25-9 at home. You're saying Orlando 4.5 though. Is that what you said? 4.5? Or I'm sorry,
yeah,
Sacramento 4.5. Okay.
I did say 4.5. You locked me in some of those numbers a little bit, but I'll stick with.
Okay. Jason Ross.
I'm going to go Orlando favored by, I'll flip the number, 4.5.
4.5.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to write down what I would have said. Christopher Lott.
Orlando 3.5.
Orlando 3.5. Simone, how much, who is favored and by how much tomorrow, Kings in Orlando?
Orlando 2.5, please.
Okay, and my answer would have been Orlando 1.5. I will say this. There's a reason why he's the Sacramento Kings insider for Sacktown Sports. Unbelievably, the Sacramento Kings are 1.5-point favorites in Orlando, according to Odd Shark, which puts together. I don't understand it. But then again.
Did they watch the game last night?
But don't you kind of understand it? Has Vegas finally gotten word on this whole thing? First off, I'm sure that means probably somebody random from Orlando's out. Well, no, actually, that probably means everybody's fully healthy, knowing this team. And the Kings coming off a loss last night. Brendan, I said that if this team was a movie, it would be one of those like movies that makes you feel really sad at the end, but is super well made. Has this season been, have you enjoyed, as a fan, have you enjoyed this season?
it's been a very weird year. I guess. And I kind of thought they were past this. I didn't think we were going to have another one of these games. I thought that, like, the defensive improvements we've seen recently, which I still think kind of showed up in that Wizards game. It was more offensive issues. I thought that that would give them a little bit more leeway for offensive lulls, but obviously didn't pay off in that Wizards game. Like, I guess that there are still enjoyable aspects, but the fact that you've lost to the Wizards and the Pistons and the Hornets and the Trailblazers is ridiculous, because I can also point at a really good record against the top three mm-hmm. teams in the Western Conference.
Right.
And I just have no clue what to take away from that.
And that's what's so weird. I think, Brendan, it's kind of been the common theme. Like, they're, I don't think Mike Brown knows. I don't think the players necessarily know. We've been trying to dissect it. I don't think there's a clear-cut answer. Now, certainly they could tweak a few things, whether that's rotation or whatnot. But I don't know why we're this far into the season and the dramatic up and downs are still happening. I'm sure you don't either, but it's really bizarre. To your point, this has truly been a weird season.
Yeah, honestly, I can't really point to anything either. I think a lot of times we're asking different people, and it seems like people within the organization don't have a great answer either. I think that other teams go on extended runs because there doesn't seem, at least from the outside, to be anybody in within the huddles and timeouts that's going up and, you know, maybe the motivator of the group to say, hey, we need to stop this now. And I think the defensive inconsistencies that I've kind of pointed out previously that have been better in this month definitely play a part, but it doesn't make much sense. And this one feels a little different because, again, of the theme of not making sense, most of these bad losses have come at home actually this season. So a little different that this one was on the road, but yeah, honestly can't really make much sense of it, which I think just adds to the complication and the confusion surrounding this year's team.
You see it pop up during losses. It did again last night, but pretty fiercely. In your opinion, not all, but, well, let me back up. Grade Mike Brown for me this year, Brendan.
If we're talking like C as an average grade,
yeah,
I'd probably go C. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel it's a little unfair, all the criticism he's gotten. Tell me why he's supposed to take the exact same roster as last year and make them better.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm answering your question. I think the pushback, the most popular statement pushing back would be they felt like cohesion and stability was a big thing. They've been very big on keeping this roster together. Now they're in a second season together, and they should be going to the next level. I'm not saying that's true. I think that would probably be the most popular pushback.
Yeah, totally. And I guess my response to that would be there's a level of expectations this year. I think they're viewed differently in the eyes of the rest of the league. Teams come into games against Sacramento differently this year than they did in the 15 years prior, to be honest. So they're getting teams better efforts compared to, I think, what they were previously. And the cohesion aspect, I think there are – I thought the offense would roll a little bit earlier than it has throughout the course of this season. But defensively has been where the team needs to make the most progress. And it just comes down to they don't have guys that are very good at that. And I don't know how Mike Brown was ever supposed to necessarily make them better there, even though there has been some progress as of late.
Yeah, and one guy that seems to have helped them defensively is Keon Ellis. I know obviously they lost yesterday, and that's the first game he's lost as a starter. He likely will get some more run here, Brendan, with the injury. We're getting a little more details on Kevin Huerter because it sure sounds like there's no specific timetable, but kind of the added with the labrum tear. Would you be surprised if we saw Kevin Huerter again this year?
I would, and, you know, guys, I think there's a chance I hate to say this. I think there's a chance that might be the last time we saw Kevin Huerter in a Kings uniform.
Yeah, could be.
You know, like he's been a part of trade conversations. I'm expecting this offseason, and maybe it waits until the deadline. And honestly, this injury adds another layer of complication to this. But I thought the Kings were going to go this offseason and try to make a a big swing to bring on another player, and Kevin Herter and Harrison Barnes are the two matching salaries you really look at, and the two pieces in the starting lineup that you look at as, okay, there could potentially be an upgrade that would be beneficial here. So I'm definitely at the point where I would be surprised if we saw Kevin again this year, and I might be surprised if we see him play for Sacramento again.
Mm. Let's go to last night. Maybe the most popular question out there involving Mike Brown is why the limited minutes for Keon Ellis? What did you see there with the rotations? Why do you think Keon was a little more limited than the rest of the starters?
Yeah, I mean, I get why people love Keon. I loved Keon at the time of, like, last year watching him in Stockton. There are still questions here, you know, and I push back on, like, some people were, you know, maybe Kevin going down is like, okay, this is an opportunity for Keon. And there are questions. If I told you at the beginning of the year that Keon Ellis was going to be the starter going into the postseason, you'd be pretty concerned. And I still think we kind of should be. I think offensively he can be out of the correct spots here and there. There's a shaky handle. Mike Brown has said, and he said this in a complimentary way, that, you know, everybody keeps telling me this guy can't play point guard. And he's gotten to the point where he's kind of able to do it with Malik Monk as sort of the de facto point guard in that lineup. But there's a reason people are telling him that, if you kind of get what I'm saying. I still think there are questions. I believe in the shooting, but I think offensively he can have some aspects of not fitting into this, like, free-flowing, everybody equal opportunity, quick decision-making offense. And the fouls play a factor here as well. He had four fouls last night in his 21 minutes. I think those are the two things where it still is a learning process for Keon.
Talking with Brendan Nunez, one of our Sactown Sports Kings insiders. So the other part that, you know, the Kings, we mentioned Herter being banged up, Brendan. We mentioned, I'll mention now that also Trey Lyles has been out, still a little more time for him. Sounded like the Kings might get Sasha back in game one of this road trip. They didn't. Maybe last night, still didn't happen. Hopeful for Orlando. But going forward with Sasha, in the summer, that was kind of the big addition. I think there were a lot of hopes for him. And I would say we've just seen a very minimal amount of flashes. What do you think they can still get out of him the rest of this season?
Yeah, you know, I'm curious. I think he's missed about 18 games now with this ankle sprain, grade 3. Before he went down, he had injured the ankle that had the grade 3, initially got injured, and then the other ankle, and then we're back to the grade 3. He's had a couple different ankle injuries throughout the course of this year. There's been adjusting to the U.S., and him and Chris Duarte, like you kind of mentioned, were the two big acquisitions this offseason that both haven't really made that much of a difference. Now, I think with Trey Lyles being down is where I'm interested about Sasha. They played Sasha at that small ball 5, whether that be in practices or in limited samples in games as well. And I think that he can kind of fill that Trey Lyles role while Trey is unavailable. And currently, I think Trey is kind of just the better option between the two. But obviously, with him unavailable, that's where I think Sasha gets intriguing. I think that he can fill that small ball 5. And he's a guy to me that I think in the playoffs, say you can't hit a shot to save your life in the first half, that maybe you go to him and maybe he hits 3 threes in a playoff game and changes the tides.
Brendan Nunez joining us. Do you think it's maybe the European floors versus the American floors? That's got to be it, right?
Yeah, it's the only possible answer.
We talked earlier about how the Kings are screwing around during the regular season, but look, if logic follows on this season, there's only good teams in the playoffs. That means the Kings will step up, and that means the Kings will do well and make some noise. That, you know, that's going to be the narrative going in on all the national shows, is the Kings are the one team nobody wants to face, and they'll show all the stats for them versus the top 8 teams. But for you, what do they need to do in the postseason to keep this core together? And I'm not talking Fox Sabonis, but I'm talking about everybody outside of that. What do they need to do for you to say this was a successful season, run it back?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think, first of all, run it back is just not going to be my mindset necessarily. Like I said, I think this offseason or maybe we're talking next deadline, I do think this team still needs to take another big swing. I just think they're in a good position to do so with all their draft capital, the tradable contracts that I mentioned of Herter, which may be, again, complicated because of his injury, and Harrison Barnes as well. But I think, like, a competitive first round is still a successful season to me. You know, that's about where they were last year. Like I said before, I think that this is mainly the same roster and should have similar expectations. So that's, yeah, a competitive first round is about it for me, as long as they just don't totally, you know, either get eliminated in a play-in, which a play-in is just unpredictable as it gets. Single elimination basketball is chaos. You see Oakland beating Kentucky yesterday. You know, you never know what's going to happen in single elimination basketball. But I think as long as you don't get smacked in the first round, some 4-0, 4-1, that I'd feel all right with how this year went.
We also heard read a piece this week from The Athletic's Anthony Slater about Malik Monk. I know there's a lot of intrigue about his future. He did bring up, you know, kind of how the Kings playoff or end of the season goes. What's your vibe right now on Malik and kind of his future potentially in Sacramento?
Yeah, I think Orlando and Toronto are kind of the intriguing teams to me, and San Antonio in there a little bit, but I think their money that they can offer would be somewhat similar to Sacramento, and makes me wonder if they're kind of out of the conversation. But I don't think the starting thing should matter as much as a lot of people kind of question it, but genuinely have no clue. Maybe that does matter to Malik, but I would like to think that closing games is the more important thing. You know, did Lou Will and Jamal Crawford make being a six-man cool? Like, Malik's a shoe-in at this point for six-man of the year, and I don't know, he seems like a guy that could get three, four more of them, to be honest, and kind of fit in that category. So I'm about 70-30 that I think he stays. I think the relationship with Mike Brown is important in this, and I think Slater did a good job of sort of representing that in his piece. I think they are very blunt with one another, honest in conversation, and know that both are working towards the same goal, so they're able to have those sort of conversations. And he's a big part of this team. I think the tough aspect from Sacramento's perspective is if he leaves, I have no clue how you replace his sort of production. I guess you got to try to work with the MLE, but it's a tough spot to be in. So hopefully he sticks around. Hopefully there's a sense of, you know, I kind of established myself, I guess, a bit in Sacramento, even though it kind of was the Lakers, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of curious, but I'm about 70-30 on the league that he stays.
So, Brendan, and I'm not picking on you because you're far from the first person I've heard have that reaction, especially after the Anthony Slater article. But I just want to read again, and I know you're familiar with this, but for the audience, I want to read Malik Monk's reaction and quote when he was asked if he's good with not starting. He said, quote, "Hell no. Hell no, I don't like it. But S word, it's what I have to do for us to win and play better, so I just take the role head on." And there are 100% different ways in interpreting this, especially with that last line. But, man, I kind of interpreted it as, well, look, it's for the greater good, and I'm doing it, and I'm taking one for the team in a contract year. But, I mean, he literally said it bothers the hell out of him that he doesn't start. So you think in this the prime of his career – We're looking at a situation where he would return to Sacramento without an assurance of starting?
I mean, I definitely see where you're coming from. And Malik has said before, of course I want to start. Like, everybody wants to start.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, earlier this year I got asked, what does Malik Monk do that Zach LaVine doesn't? And I guess consistency. You know, but if Malik got more consistent when he's on, as you guys know, it's all-star caliber production.
Yes.
So and we're talking about a 25, 26-year-old guy that how late in Steph's career did he take the jump? And I'm not saying Malik Steph, but right. is it out of the question that this guy could reach all-star caliber production? And if he feels like going to San Antonio or Orlando allows him to sort of spread his wings, then I do think that's part of the conversation, but there's a chance that he's a Lou Will, Jamal Crawford, which are also big guys when it comes to the history of the NBA.
Notice the young kids don't say Ginobili anymore.
That's true.
Yeah.
And Ginobili, you're right.
How about tomorrow then, Orlando? Look, Dave and I were saying that, you know, the list of bad losses is incredibly long. To the Kings' credit, Brendan, they have bounced back generally the next night or the next game and put up a pretty good performance. They're in Orlando. It's the best team they're playing on this trip. What do you think about that game tomorrow night?
I don't know what the heck to think.
That's the right answer.
So true.
I never know. I never know. All of last year and all of this season, I've been like, this team is good enough offensively to win any game and bad enough defensively to lose any game. And I really hope that the latter part was in the rear view in this month. And clearly after the game against Washington, it's not. But it feels like after they have a really bad loss, it never really sticks.
Yeah.
They move on from it pretty quick. So weirdly, I feel all right going into this Orlando game. For what it's worth, I felt really good going into the Washington game. So take that for what you will. But I think the Kings are going to do okay. And hopefully when De'Aaron pulls up from the logo with no time left, that it goes in.
Well, all-time head-to-head, 39-30, Kings over the Magic.
Yeah,
including Jason, when Brendan was probably making messes in his diaper is my guess when the Kings broke the all-time road record losing streak against Scott Skiles and the Magic in Orlando. When you look at the last few, though, the Kings are on a five-game winning streak against Orlando. 12-point win in 2021, 4-point win in 2022. You had the OT 3-point win last year, the 3-point win this year, and then you had the one last year I skipped over, 136-111. So generally, at least lately, these have been very, very close games, and the only one of us to pick the Kings as favored tomorrow was the Sactown Sports Insider.
That's why he's the insider.
That's why he's, yeah, he's not the Sactown Sports Outsider.
That's right.
Brendan Nunes. Brendan, appreciate you. Have a wonderful weekend. We look forward to reading your work both on SactownSports.com and Twitter, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. I'm a little crazy for that Orlando pick, but I'll take the win.
It's our favorite kind of crazy, Brendan. And when I think of you, that's what I think of. I think Brendan Crazy Nunes.
There we go.
See you,
there
buddy.
We go. Appreciate it, guys.
See you. Bye. We'll take a break.
Let's take a break.
There's a lot to think. You know what? There's a lot to think about.
Yeah.
I actually, you know, why doesn't this exist? How, you know, they've got these commercials for the airport. How come some psychologist or a psychiatrist out there hasn't smartened up and starts running commercials during the game? Are you a Kings fan? I can help. Are these games way, way, way burrowing into your brain? I can help. Why is not somebody become, again, making the Kings money here, why is somebody not become the official psychologist or psychiatrist, whichever the one is that's not the really serious one? Why do they not have an official psychologist for the fans?
Last year, I did have a yoga teacher give some breathing exercises for Kings fans prior to the playoffs.
It's not a bad idea.
Maybe we revisit that.
I'm not opposed to having a psychologist on the show to help with people. They can call in and be like, hey, I listen to stuff way too much. I can't even talk to my partner about anything, and I punch walls. What do I do?
See, the problem I have with that is they're probably going to say, stop watching the games and stop listening to
the radio. It's not an option. It's not good for ratings either.
Right.
Sorry. Beyond that, what to watch? Celebrity birthdays, and we'll update you on a barn burner between Northwestern and FAU, currently tied up at 4 with 14:44 left in the half.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
We're right back after this.
Michael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Call or text at 916-339-1140
on Sactown Sports.
Ah, yes. ELO tickets coming up at the end of this segment. Don't forget, celebrity birthdays, Friday fun and games, and so much more. Just got a text during the break to put a smile on my face. Going home, you know what the wife said?
Sloppy Joe's?
Which I had last night, no. She said, hey, want to hit up Sam's Club? I said, you know what?
It's a good Friday. Got a pretty busy Saturday planned.
Yeah, maybe if we have time, maybe a little Bed Bath & Beyond. Yeah. I don't know why. Just go to the Sam's Club. It's just, it's like butterflies knowing you're going to Disneyland for middle-aged people. It's awesome. I'm going to run into some old people with my cart.
Yeah.
Look at all the TVs for the 30th time.
Get some samples.
Feels good. What to watch tonight? Thunder at Raptors.
Go Raptors.
Yeah. Pelicans at Heat.
Oh, go Heat.
Cavs at Timberwolves.
Go Cavs.
Pacers at Warriors.
Gross.
I mean, Pacers, right?
Sure.
Wow. You hate DeMontis Sabonis. Mm-hmm. Clippers at Blazers.
Go. Go James Harden.
Go James Harden.
This time, defend the shot better.
Yes, defend everyone.
Yeah.
And finally, Sixers at Lakers.
Yeah, go Philly.
Go Philly. Ahead of their, they're already on the West Coast for their trip to Sacramento.
Correct.
With Friday Fun and Games coming up in the next segment featuring Simone. Celebrity birthdays right now, and they're meant to be spent with family and friends, those birthdays are. Nothing brings family and friends together better than crumble cookies. And dare I say, it's about time for a visit from our friend over at Crumble Cookies.
Someone brought, I believe, Crumble Cookies to Alan yesterday for, not the Crumble Cookies themselves, a listener for his birthday.
Oh.
That was one heck of a shot, by the way.
I got really, I was like, remember in, what was it, True Lies, when Schwarzenegger just punched the window?
Yes.
That's kind of what that was.
Yeah.
I just was angry.
Yeah.
Because I thought they were.
An idiot.
Celebrity birthdays.
Yes.
Jason Ross.
Happy birthday on this March 22nd to Reese.
Witherspoon.
Correct.
Is there another Reese? Davis.
Davis.
I guess, yeah.
Pieces.
Reese, I always had a huge, the biggest crush on Reese Witherspoon.
You don't anymore?
I still kind of do.
I'll say.
Huh?
Cruel Intentions.
Yeah, no, I Legally did blonde. Intentions. 44.
I think she's 47.
No.
I think neither one is correct, but I think Chris, and I know Chris is closer, 48.
Oh my God, she's so old.
Happy birthday, JJ.
Reddick.
Happy birthday, JJ.
Watt.
Stokes. Correct. Oh, Stokes. He was at the game the other night.
Remember when he spit on?
Do you know who he spit on?
Friar Johnson.
Yes, Bill Romanowski.
That's
correct.
Right.
Friar Johnson was the name you went with.
Yeah, but you know what?
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've thought about Friar Johnson. Yeah.
J.J. Watt is how old?
J.J. Watt is 35.
He is 34.
No.
Ooh, we've got a correct answer. Yeah, I know you're bummed because it's you.
Oh!
Correct, for you. 35.
I'm the best around.
Yeah.
No one's ever going to bring me down.
Happy birthday, William.
Will I am?
William.
William Shatner.
Yes.
Oh.
Billy Shatz.
That's what his friends call it.
They call him Billy Shatz.
Oh, Billy Shatz. Captain Kirk.
I think I sent you a video of that last night.
Did I just... William?
We should...
It's Billy Shatz.
We should have. Damn, I should have known it was his birthday. We would have played a little bit of his. What's the song?
David Rocket Bowie, Man.
Rocket Man. Best performance ever.
Hit song.
I think he's like 90.
I think he's 94.
I think, and I know that Christopher Lott's closer, 93 for old Billy Shatz.
God.
But he still looks amazing.
He does. He really does. It's Captain Kirk.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Keegan
Murray. No.
Keegan.
Oh, Michael Key.
Yes.
Oh. Keegan. Michael Key. Keegan.
That could work.
Keegan Michael Key is 43.
I always want to say Keegan Michael Keegan.
That would be better.
He is.
Keegan Michael Keegan.
47.
How old did you say?
43. He said 47.
Chris is closer. 53.
Wow.
All right, let's get...
Why, when you said Keegan, Michael Keegan, I don't know, I think it's the cadence that I now have Sit, Ubu, Sit in my head, and it will be there all day.
Sit, Jason, sit.
Good job. Clark!
All right, Torian Prince, Brian Shaw, Sean Bradley, or Todd McShay?
Sean Bradley is 55.
Oh, Sean Bradley is 54. That way, I just want to cover all the ones below 55.
Yeah, you did a good job. He's 52.
That's strategy.
There you go.
Okay, that's celebrity birthdays. We'll take the... What was Sean Bradley? Wasn't he the second pick in the draft? I think he was. Yeah. We'll take Duck.
He's also one of the Monstars.
We'll take caller number two. And it wasn't CGI, the stretched arm and all that. He was that tall and that long. We'll take caller number two. Live Nation is teamed up with Sackdown Sports for your chance to see Jeff Lynn's ELO at Golden One Center October 23rd. All you have to do is hit up the Folsom Lake Honda hotline right now. Lower caller number two to score that pair of tickets to pull up for Jeff Lynn's ELO at Golden One Center on October 23rd. 1-800-920-1140. For more information, visit SacktownSports.com. We're back with Friday Fun and Games next.
We have finally made it to Friday.
Let's end your week the right way with Friday Fun and Games.
On the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Yeah, wanna bring in the fastest growing midday show, radio show anywhere in the world. Always a good feeling when you come in and go, you know what, things worked out yesterday. And see, Alan is enjoying his gift he got from us for his birthday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right over there on the ground.
Yeah.
I started coughing. It was dusty.
Uh-huh. Have you and Chris, like, have you guys hugged at all today?
What? The greatest jacket happened. Of all time.
Chris is wearing a UCLA Letterman. I didn't know we had two Upco fans.
I wore a Letterman yesterday. Nobody said anything.
You wore what?
I wore a Letterman yesterday.
It wasn't that.
And it had my name on it.
Yeah, it didn't have
Alan is bringing all the attention back.
I know, right?
Him. It's like, geez, right. Let me have a jacket.
Hello.
I wore it on purpose because March Madness was starting, and I was very upset nobody said anything.
About your letter jacket?
That's right.
I had your name on it, though.
That's right.
It's a flex.
And my number.
Wow.
Great jacket, though, Chris.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
Thanks.
Also, we got to get into Friday Fun and Games, but I am curious, guys. We play this game all the time. We played it with Brendan earlier. Orlando Magic hosting the Sacramento Kings tomorrow.
That's right.
Who is favored and by how much?
Oh, I got this one.
The Magic are favored by 2.5.
Three and a half.
Three and a half.
The Magic?
Yeah.
I want to say 4.5, but I'll say 3.5.
I think I said 3.5.
Yeah.
I said Magic 4.5.
4.5, yeah. 1.5 is the correct answer.
Yeah.
Should probably be more.
For the Kings.
It should be.
For the Kings.
Kings are favored?
Kings are favored by 1.5 against the 25-9 at home Orlando
Magic. And better record overall,
I'm going to stay quiet on this one, but if you're out there, you know what to do.
Well, but the thing is, maybe Vegas has figured out the Kings.
Trend.
That's true.
Bad losses, they bounce back.
They took a giant dump on the Lincoln Memorial yesterday. And
what was the line yesterday?
11.5.
11.5, Kings are favored, which was an easy take for the Wizards.
That's right.
And at one point, though, when the Kings caught him, like, oh, you know what? They're probably even going to cover.
Right,
and then
exactly.
And lost the game.
And imagine, for example, there's people out there that are Kings fans, right, that had to watch that crap last night, and they lost their NCAA bracket winner.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow, that's tough. Can
right.
You imagine?
Yeah. I mean, Kentucky, I don't know if Emile was just being Emile, but he said
a snack.
He said that, I don't even know if he's in it, but he said he took Kentucky
out.
To win. Okay.
Yeah. That's why he's our Niners insider.
Yeah.
And
it's funny because when people say stuff, you start overthinking things. We were just talking about the big boys.
Yeah.
And when Emile said, I took Kentucky, I'm like, man, that's pretty smart. And then last night.
But at least it's Kentucky. Imagine, what if you took, like, I don't know.
You better
like,
stop right
like
now.
South Carolina.
Oh, but nobody did that.
But wait, is there any chance you took South Carolina, but you mixed up your men's and women's brackets? That would make
That's
a little.
That's what Kyle asked me,
that
too.
That would make a little sense.
That's what Kyle asked me, too.
Trying to give her an out, Chris. Yeah.
I was going by conference, and, you know, you just think SEC is more. Mm. Turns out, not in basketball. They're having a rough go, it feels like.
Guy was having a game.
Yeah.
Cousard, I think his name was.
Yes. Sure. Well, what are you going to do?
Yep.
Like a career high.
Well, no better way to cheer you up than a nice round of Friday Fun and Games. Simone sitting in for Christopher Laud, who's off doing an interview right now.
All
so,
right.
Jason Ross, walk us through it.
We call this, no other way to name it, but it's the Zachariah game. I mean, we're going to have categories. You're going to bid. He's not here. He would overbid, but it's the best. You guys know what game it is now.
Absolutely. Okay.
Simone has the timer in there. Poor Simone, guy. You're playing as well if you end up bidding the highest. So there's a category specifically designed for, I'm saying this openly out on the air. I hope you guys bid very high because I think Simone will bid higher. I don't want to see her try.
Is it characters?
It's gonna be Housewives or something.
Characters on Vanderpump Rules or something.
Reality TV.
By the way, apologies to Sacramento's own Reese Hoskins, who we were naming our Reese Moores earlier Witherspoon. Somebody
it is spelled different.
It is, but R-H-Y-S. You know, yeah.
That guy hits dingers.
He does. Dingers.
Okay, first category. Yeah. Dave, you'll be the first one to bid. 15 seconds will be on the clock. See if you can name how many cable television network channels can you name in 15 seconds.
I'll say six.
Mm, Alan?
That's a good number.
Thanks. Really it is because it's got a little circle at the bottom. Yeah. And
I always do this. I'm going to say seven.
Okay, Simone?
Eight.
Oof. Oh, eight.
No, I'm
Chris.
Stopping.
Okay, Dave? More than eight? Eight is the bid.
Just throw 10 out there.
Quick question. Does that include, like, news channels?
Sure.
Okay.
What do you mean?
I'll say nine.
CNN would be in there.
What about services?
No, we're doing channels.
You can't say, like, Comcast.
For example, CNN is a cable channel.
Simone said eight.
Dave went to nine.
Come on, birthday boy. What you got? What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken?
15 seconds?
Yes.
Let's do it.
What?
10?
10.
Let's go.
Simone?
11.
In 15 seconds?
Okay.
Run it.
Go. Start the clock, Simone. You have 11. Go.
Bravo. TLC. HBO. USA. TNT. Cartoon Network. Nickelodeon. Disney Channel. Food Network. HGTV.
No! Oh!
Simone Araya! Yeah. Oh, my God!
Wait, did you say Fox?
No.
No, but she also said H, and I'm sitting B-O, H-B-O, H-B-O.
She said HBO.
Oh, you did?
My God. HBO.
She got 10.
She get ESPN, Ooh. ESPN2, ESPN3, ESPN Deportes.
The four-letter network,
wow.
My bad.
That's that right. Was really that good, was but yeah.
Awesome. That was really, really
well, Lifetime.
Yeah, I think... Per the spirit of the game, that's a Zachariah right there.
That is totally.
That was 100%. Zachariah, that, take that back.
That literally was a Zachariah. Wow.
And then you had like 4 seconds left. And
yeah, that was impressive, but
wow,
did not qualify. All right, next category, Alan, you set
good
the
job,
bidding.
Simone.
Active really. NBA head coaches.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Three.
Okay, Simone, active NBA head coaches.
And microphone.
Four.
Five.
I'll pass.
I'm done.
I don't like coaches.
Six?
No.
Chris, five in 15 seconds. You got it.
Mike Brown, Frank Vogel, Steve Kerr, Darvin Ham, and Eric Spoelstra.
That, you know what? We let him off the
hook. Nice work.
Did one division.
I mean, good for you.
Who in the division did I forget?
Bob.
Ty Lue.
Ty Lue.
Johnson.
There you go.
Yeah.
I feel like we got a little shortchanged on
we
this.
Did.
Oh,
we
man. Did. I'm sorry.
Too much jacket talk.
No, like, because Alan's like, oh, my name was.
No, that was not me.
Yeah.
That was not me. Categories.
Wow.
That was a younger Alan.
You I didn't know even what? Get to Simone's category, but she
I
did
thought
great.
It was the network.
No.
No, that's what I thought,
I didn't
too.
Get to play.
What about, hey, could we do Monday Fun and Games?
Redemption,
we
can please.
We could do our first segment.
Just, if you want.
Yeah.
Just seed it up.
Just.
And I'm working again, too.
When?
On Monday for them.
Dave's got to go. He's got to go.
Oh, you're saying you first segment right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Friday Fun Games continue when we get back. Sacktown Sports.